With the launch of the Marriage Law Postal Survey campaigns last fortnight, a number of LGBTIQ plus mental health services have noticed a spike in calls and the need for services. Has Open Doors experienced anything like this?
Yeah, we have, especially on our online presence on Facebook and our chat lines. We're seeing a lot of young people reaching out for support and needing to chat due to issues with family and friends, and also a lot of stuff that's going on in social media at the moment. A lot of young people are reading what's happening, and we're seeing a lot of hopelessness, and they're not being able to know how to handle it or how to put it down or forget about it. Unfortunately, social media is the main source of connection for young people under the age of 25. So unfortunately, with everything that's going up on there, it is really causing a lot of young people not quite to know how to manage emotions and how to sort of shut off from those mediums.
Yeah, so what is the service provided there by yourself at Open Doors? What are these people that are getting in touch with you in need of?
Yeah, so Open Doors Youth Service looks after young people who are between the ages of 12 and 24 that have diverse bodies, sexualities, genders and relationships. So it's under the LGBTIQ banner. We've been around for 16 years. We look after young people throughout Southeast Queensland and beyond Queensland. We're the largest LGBTIQ youth service. We're the only one as big as us in all of Queensland. So we help young people around, you know, family breakdown, mediation, alcohol and other drug usage, mental health concerns, social support, managing bullying, employment, education and training, keeping young people in schools, keeping them connected, supporting them to stay in school. We help young people with issues such as homelessness. Young people who are about to become homeless, or there's a possibility of homelessness, we work really hard to keep them at home and connected to their families if it's safe. We also do social outreach, so we go out to schools and we talk to young people about how to have safe relationships and how to work around bullying and how to decrease bullying in schools for people who are different. So we're sort of a one-stop shop for all young people who identify as LGBTIQ between 12 and 24.
So do you think this spike that you've experienced recently would have been as prevalent had the No campaign in this Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey that's going on at the moment not shifted some of the focus back to safe schools and back to younger LGBTIQ people?
Yeah, I think so. As we know, you know, everyone gets a choice. We're very apolitical here. You know, we haven't been in the marches because we understand that, you know, our young people are diverse, we're diverse. I personally have beliefs, but I make sure that I'm quite respectful. I am a yes girl personally, but we understand that all of our young people are diverse, and we teach them the importance of differences okay. And we sit in that area, and I think when we sit in that area, we sort of see it from where everyone's entitled to opinion that's respectful. And I guess with this campaign and everything that's happened, obviously I would like everyone to say yes. I think that's important. However, people have a right to say no. That's why we live in the country we live in. And I think that's a special thing to get a choice, because if we didn't get a choice to say yes and they took that choice away, then it would be the choice of no, and then it isn't fair. And I guess it's okay to have differing opinions, but when they're voiced in a way that's discriminatory, that tells someone that they're lesser than you or they don't deserve the same things that you deserve, that becomes a problem. And what we're seeing at the moment from these No campaigns is false truths coming out. And just this morning there was one about LGBTI, the oldie, the goodie, that LGBTIQ people are pedophiles, which it's this type of stuff that's coming up. We've seen things like the reason why you're all gay is because you have mental health problems, and that clearly shows that you know, if you're needing money or, you know, supports these people, it's clear that they've got mental health issues and there's mental health services for that. So these are the type of things that are coming from and being generated from these campaigns. You know, there's people on there saying that we should bring back electro shock therapy and offer more options for LGBTIQ people to be cured. And I guess these things are coming through due to the misinformation and the misleading information that's being stated through the No campaigns, as well as people on Facebook and other organisations who are not being truthful or are very emotional about how they feel and using that emotive, what could you call it, bullying, to make themselves feel better. And I think, you know, while yes and no campaigns are fair, we should be both allowed to say that. It's when things are being said that are not truthful and are disrespectful. And I think that's the biggest issue right now, is that there's a lot of misconception coming through no campaigns. There's a lot of people on Facebook and a lot of people in the media that are saying things that are not true or not scientific, and that's when things can get ugly. And they are getting ugly. We've seen it this morning towards our service. So, yep.
Are these things that are coming to you through social media, coming to Open Doors Youth Service from social media?
Yeah, we've been attacked quite awfully over the weekend. So we had an organisation wanting to support us to help with the extra staff and having psychologists on hand here and counsellors and providing a resilience program. So we're actually rolling out a resilience program. The Department of Health gave us some money to go and support young people around how to have safe conversations, how to hop off Facebook, how to look after your mental health and self-care, to decrease any effect that this may have on mental health with some of our young people. And with that particular program, a organisation came forward and said they have some private benefactors who are willing to match donations. So we thought, okay, well, we're going to promote it to our community and let them know if they're wanting to support our youth and what we're doing with this resilience program in the next 4 or 5 months. They're more than willing to donate, and we function on a shoestring here. We're not heavily funded like organisations like St. Vincent de Paul, Mercy, Wesley Mission. We're not heavily funded like those organisations. So everything we get in, we use on qualified workers that are social workers and mental health professionals, registered nurses, and we run programs that they facilitate these programs. So we had done a campaign based on that to help increase some of those funds because we only have that money till November, and you and I both know this is going to go beyond that. So it's important that we have enough funds to support, I think, at least till January with the young people, because over the school holidays we'll notice possibly a spike in some behaviour going downhill a little. And as a result of that, we've been heavily, heavily, heavily bullied and almost where some of it may be illegal. And we are asking questions about that at the moment. But some of the stuff that's being said on there is just disgusting. I've never seen anything like it in my life. And that's all over just us saying we're running a resilience program to support young people's mental health over this time. We weren't supporting the Yes campaign or anything through that. We were just saying through the Yes campaign, our young people need support. And if you would like to support our young people, please donate here. We're going to have our donations matched. And that's where we've landed. So even people say it's only the people in the Yes campaign who are being attacked, but it's not. It's the LGBTIQ community that's being attacked, not just people who are in the limelight running campaigns, which generally have the facilities or are aware that when you run political campaigns or you fight for something, you know, you get the crap with the good, and it's worth it, because at the end you'll hopefully get what we need, which is equality under law for all Australians eventually. However, when you run campaigns like ours, you wouldn't expect this type of response, which is just disgusting from any human beings.